This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm David Berg. Iran is vowing to avenge the death of its leading nuclear scientist, who was assassinated outside Tehran Friday. Edward Uranian reports from Cairo.
Iranian TV broadcast video of the road where top nuclear scientist Mohsen Fakhrizadeh's vehicle came under attack. Other video showed a helicopter reportedly transporting Fakhrizadeh and other injured people to a hospital. Some reports said that explosives went off before gunmen fired into the windshield of the vehicle Fakhrizadeh was riding in. Iranian media blamed Israel for the attack on Fakhrizadeh. Social media also showed a 2018 video of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu detailing alleged facets of Iran's nuclear program before mentioning Fakhrizadeh and calling him a name to remember. Israel has not claimed responsibility for the attack. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
At least seven people were killed in a huge bomb blast in Mogadishu, Somalia, Friday, just hours after U.S. Acting Secretary of Defense Christopher Miller made an unannounced visit to the Somali capital. Witnesses say a suicide bomber blew himself up at Gelato Divino, a popular ice cream shop along the road to the airport. One of Mogadishu's ambulance services said at least seven people were killed in the attack. Somali police said another 10 people were wounded. The Al-Qaeda-linked Al-Shabaab extremist group claimed responsibility for the bombing, according to the site intelligence group. Al-Shabaab frequently carries out attacks in Mogadishu as part of its bid to overthrow the Somali government and impose its strict interpretation of Islamic law. Be sure to log on to our website. This is VOA News. Advisors to the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention have called an emergency meeting Tuesday so they can vote on recommendations for the first people to get a coronavirus vaccine once one gets emergency authorization from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. The news came on the day the United States passed 13 million reported cases of coronavirus infection and nearly 265,000 deaths from COVID-19. The advisory committee's chair, Dr. Jose Romero, told CNN Friday that the committee foresees imminent authorization if a vaccine is shown to be safe and effective soon. Drug maker Pfizer has applied for an emergency usage authorization at the FDA. Another vaccine maker, Moderna, is expected to do the same soon. The CDC has already recommended that the first group should be frontline health providers and support personnel, as well as residents of long-term care facilities who have been hit hard by the pandemic. President Donald Trump's legal team suffered yet another defeat in court Friday, as a federal appeals court in Philadelphia roundly rejected its latest effort to challenge the state's election results. AP's Ben Thomas has more.
The Third U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals echoed a string of other courts in finding the Trump campaign offered no evidence of any election fraud in Pennsylvania, declaring the campaign's claims have no merit. During 5 hours of oral arguments in a lower court last week, Trump's lawyer Rudy Giuliani insisted there was widespread fraud in Pennsylvania, but failed to offer any tangible proof. U.S. District Judge Matthew Brand described the campaign's error-filled complaint as haphazardly stitched together, like Frankenstein's monster. The Third Circuit called Brand's ruling justified. All three judges on that panel were appointed by Republican presidents. I'm Ben Thomas.
The World Food Program says hundreds of thousands of people in southern Madagascar are in the grips of a hunger emergency. Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva.
The World Food Program says hunger has spread across 10 districts in southern Madagascar. It says 1.5 million people, or half the region's population, are struggling to feed themselves. It says women and children are most affected and in need of immediate food and nutrition assistance. WFP spokesman Thompson Fury says Madagascar has the world's highest stunting rate, a condition that impairs a child's growth and physical and mental development. The WFP is scaling up its humanitarian operation to assist nearly 900,000 of the most vulnerable people through June. It is appealing for international support. Lisa Schlein for VOA.